always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Vic Porcelli.
Come on, you're Italian. You understand.
Every day is a busy day all of a sudden.
You talking to me?
Tough and smart, and I love Italian, so you know, he's definitely Italian.
At least they have this show to come and talk about it and let some stuff up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Vic Porcelli Show.
Good morning, freedom fighters.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Vic.
Phone's ringing.
Uh-oh.
I bet I guess I know who that is. Hi, freedom fighters. How are you? Listen, Kenny and I really, truly appreciate the support you give to this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it happens
every day. I think about it.
Every day they do it. That's why this audience does it every single day. And we thank you so much for that. And I don't know. I don't know what else to say, but just thank you so much. I tried to make it look like I was ready and prepared to be on the air when I was not. I'll be honest.
Vic was just running and saying the F word while he was yelling at me.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
He forgot his headphones in the other room.
Yeah. Because we were talking about everything. The baseball
everything,
game.
Everything.
People, I don't like her face. Stuff like that. David Stokes. Is that David?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. He's up first. Larry Connors neighborhood at 925. Jay Ashcroft and Bill Igel have agreed to a debate.
Awesome.
Kehoe has not yet. That may screw up the whole thing, but we'll see what happens. But at least two guys are willing to debate.
Right. I wonder why Kehoe doesn't want to.
You say that like you know why.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I don't either. Susie Moore from redstate.com. The Supreme Court will release their opinions today. I think we were waiting for them yesterday and they never did it. So today we may find out if Donald Trump is immune from all this stuff anyway.
And as opposed to the Biden administration's feelings, we think that the Supreme Court is pretty much the ultimate decision.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. So when the Supreme Court rules against something that the Democrats want, they find a way to get around it, like the tuition thing.
Yeah.
And gun laws,
right,
you know.
Bump stock.
So when the Supreme Court, like Ken says, when they give their opinion, that's it. People say, I'll take this all the way to the Supreme Court. You never hear them say, I'll take this all the way to the U.S. House of Representatives. Nobody says that.
No.
Right?
Well, except Joe Biden. He says, I'll take that all the way to the White House and I'll make an executive order and override him.
Exactly right. So when the opinions come out, we'll let you know briefly where everything went. And then we'll dig in deep when Susie Moore comes by at 10:05.
Okay, that'd be great. Because keep in mind, Trump's the only one who's really doing that. He's wanting to become the dictator, not Joe Biden.
That's right. And Jamie Lissau joins us today from the Gutfeld Show. He's going to be at the St. Charles Funny Bone this weekend. Love Jamie. He's so funny. He's such a great guy. So he'll be with us at 10:25. Last time he came in, he agreed to sit through the Wheel of Audio Clips. So yeah, we'll see if
it was fun too, and I hope he does it again.
He's so fun. All right, Kenny, who's doing the Pledge of Allegiance?
Vic, the good John Cooper Heritage.
Yeah, not the bad John Cooper.
No.
God, that was so funny. All right, John Cooper, good John Cooper, go right ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, John all Cooper right. does not John mess Cooper. Around.
Nope.
All right, if we're ready to go, in the red corner, champion of municipal policy for our Show Me Institute, David Stokes. Good morning, champ. How are you?
Good morning, Vic. Great to be on the air with you.
You like that opening, don't you? You like your little
intro. I love the opening.
No, you did. All you had to do was open your mouth and say you boxed when you were a kid. And we take it and run with it. All right. So the city of St. Louis is just going to give away our money to 540 families. And now somebody's fighting back. Is that a good synopsis?
That's a very quick synopsis. I love it. So, you know, we talked about this program last year when it was implemented in the city of St. Louis. It's this new guaranteed income program where they're sending it's sort of a pilot program. I don't want to try to claim they're sending it to everybody, but it's a pilot program with federal money to just hand people checks, hand 500 families approximately checks with no strings attached, no limits on what you can and can't do with the money. And it's just a terrible idea that's going to do nothing more than take those 500 families and make them more dependent on government largesse and move in the wrong direction of them trying to get off of government dependency. So you've got this program, and there's a group of lawyers that have formed a group called the Holy Joe Society, and a sort of a libertarian-minded group, and they filed a lawsuit over this because there is a part of the state constitution that says that government can't simply pass laws to send people money. I mean, send individuals money. You can't target tax funds to certain families and certain individuals like this, which is exactly what the program does. So they've sued under that premise. There's also an objection to this program that for eligibility, you have to have families that are in this program have to have children in public school, which is just blatant discrimination against families, poor families that have children in private schools or parochial schools, whether they're there on scholarship or however. You're not allowed to discriminate against families like that in favor of public school. So I believe that's not the crux of the lawsuit, but that's another issue that could be fought in court. So very much hoping that this program gets tossed. It's just one of the administration's many new programs over the past year to send people money as the election comes up and use tax dollars to just expand the welfare state and put as many people on the dole as possible, whether it be handing people money so they can go register their cars under the idea that it's a loan, which we all know will never be paid back, and which they may register the car once, but they'll never renew the plates or get the insurance or whatever. If they can't do that without a government loan, they're not going to do it with one. So this is just the expansion of the city's welfare state, and it's a terrible idea, and I hope it loses in court.
You know, this is the municipal level, right? They want to do it on a state level. They're doing it on the federal level with tuition, you know, cancellation for students. And, you know, what do we do, Dave, when the money just runs out? I mean, they're taxing us to death. They're going to tax us so much that, and we're going to say, I don't have any money left.
Well, it's like that's what Margaret Thatcher's famous quote about socialism works fine until you run out of other people's money.
Right.
And that's the fundamental problem here is that, right, look, if you want to get into the theory behind a guaranteed income program, there's actually a libertarian argument for it. But the libertarian argument for it involves getting rid of the existing welfare state and all of the programs with all of the government employees overseeing it and that. The scores and scores of various programs that people are eligible for at the local, state, and federal level. This program in the city of St. Louis does nothing like this. It's establishing a guaranteed income program on top of the existing welfare state. So it's just one more program to send people money, and it's going to increase dependency on the government. It's not going to help these families get out of that dependency through work and education, which is the only real way to get people out of poverty. It's designed to help politicians get reelected, not help families. And if it can't be defeated in the legislature, I hope it's defeated in court.
That's how dishonest it is, Dave. Here, this is going to help you, when in reality, over the long term, this is going to hurt you, right?
Absolutely. That's the problem with the welfare state.
Right.
We all want a system, and we have a system that can help people, truly needy people in the short term, and perhaps some especially needy people over the long term. But there's no work requirements in this program. You know, it's eligible for able-bodied people. I mean, it's just another program just designed to send 540 people money and make 540 families dependent on the government and thankful for the current mayor in the city of St. Louis.
Right.
So that's what it's about, and it's terrible.
That was my next thought, is each check will say, and don't forget to vote Democrat, right? That's how they're just trying to buy an election. All right, I'm done with this. Go ahead.
I don't know if that'll be on the memo section of the check, but it might as well be.
Might as well be. All right, so the Chiefs and the Royals may be moving out of town. The state of Kansas is trying to move them away. Can we really? I don't think we can really lose two major sports teams, right, in the state. We're bleeding sports teams as it is.
Well, we, you know, to go from the problems with individual welfare expansion to the perhaps even worse problem of corporate welfare expansion, what Kansas is doing here is just awful. They've passed this up to $1 billion program to subsidize new stadiums for the Chiefs and Royals in Kansas. So on the taxpayers' back. And I don't want to lose the Chiefs and the Royals out of Missouri to the Kansas City, Kansas part of the region, although to be fair, there's no talk of them leaving the Kansas City area, but I don't want them to leave Missouri at all.
Right.
But if Kansas wants to do this absurd waste of money with their own tax dollars, you know, I'd hate to see it happen, but it does not justify Missouri responding to it with our state's own giant subsidy. That would be the worst possible reaction. There's nothing more strongly proven and believed in economics than that sports stadiums and sports subsidies are a terrible waste of tax dollars that never generate the money that is promised from these programs. And look, if sports stadiums and pro sports teams led to economic growth, downtown St. Louis would be Kuwait.
You're right.
It's a wash in funds, a wash in cash, a wash in tourists, and a wash in business and growth. And that's not happening.
Right.
So I hate what Kansas is doing. I think it's absolutely awful. It's in violation of the border war truce that was designed to stop things just like this several years ago, which until this has been somewhat successful. And I think it's abhorrent what they're proposing, just a terrible waste of tax dollars. But the even worse reaction would be for Missouri to come in, which is, and trust me, this is why the Royals and the Chiefs want what Kansas did so badly, to put pressure on Missouri's legislature. And as much as I don't want to see those teams go to Kansas, I don't want to see Missouri take this bait and pass our own $1 billion subsidy. I want that even less. So hopefully the Missouri legislature can maintain discipline here, and hopefully we can find a way for the Chiefs and Royals to stay in Missouri without wasting tax dollars on it.
Well, the Missouri legislation is just a little bit too busy doing nothing, so they can't take care of that.
Well, Kansas actually, their session was done too. They went into special session to pass this
wow.
terrible bill.
Wow!
So that could happen in Missouri. I mean, the governor could call a special session. I hope that doesn't happen, but it's certainly possible.
And if this does happen, right, I think if they stay in that area, right, Kansas City, Kansas area, they'll still be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals, and the rest of the country will have no idea what's going on. Oh, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas City Royals, and they won't know all the underhanded stuff that's going on. Not that it makes a difference, but it's just kind of underhanded, I think.
Right, and I think the comparison, and you'll know this well, I mean, it's not like people don't think of the New York Jets and the New York Giants as a New York team just because they play in New Jersey. You know, they're still the New York football teams.
Right.
And again, while I don't want the Chiefs or the Royals at all to move to Kansas, it's not like it would be some crazy shock to the pride of Missouri that the people of Kansas decided to make an incredibly idiotic move and waste $1 billion of their own money for this. I mean, if they want to make this giant mistake, the worst thing to do is for head Missouri to say, ha-ha, we'll make an even bigger mistake and spend even more to keep them.
And if this does happen, the Cardinals and the Blues will be the state's only major sports teams.
Absolutely. Well, again, except as we were just saying, just because the Chiefs might move to across the river a little bit, I don't think that would mean they're not the state's and the region's sports teams, you know, but others might disagree on that. What I hope people don't disagree on is that $1 billion Missouri subsidy is the worst possible reaction to this.
I'll say it again. You know, if you're going to, you want a baseball stadium, you want a team, that's your money, you know, and the money is going to run out. They're taxing us to death and the money is just going to run out. We already went through that. All right, Dave, is there somewhere we can read all the stuff that you give us on Fridays at Show Me Institute?
We do, in fact, have a website. And so, yes, we can, You can go to showmeinstitute.org. We just published an open letter along with the Kansas Policy Institute, which is the Kansas version of the Show Me Institute, about this to the legislature of Kansas. They, you know, didn't agree with us, unfortunately, although there were certainly votes in both bodies against this, and there were politicians standing up for what was right over there. There just weren't enough of them. And showmeinstitute.org to follow all this information.
And, Dave, I think it's great that you guys have a website.
You're making fun of me, right?
Well, right.
You're both making fun of me.
Very proud of it.
You know what? You both can... All right. Hey, there he is, the champion of municipal policy at the Show Me Institute, David Stokes. All right, David, thank you so much, man. We'll talk next time. You know what? You can eat it.
It's Friday.
And he can eat it.
It's Friday.
I didn't mean, is there a website?
It's Friday.
I'm sick of getting made fun of on my own show, Larry. All right. Coming up. Next, oh my God, all the stuff is happening next week already, right? Two big events in the same week, one Tuesday, one Thursday. Tuesday is Saving America 2024, the economy and the courts. Joel Griffith and Zach Smith from the Heritage Foundation will be there. And we just found...
And I want to say one thing about that. We're getting a lot of libturds on the website.
Oh, yeah.
And they're actually saying things against this whole thing. Yep. And I think it's wonderful.
Me too.
Thank you. Keep going.
Ken, I was thinking the exact same thing this morning. Almost every comment about our post on Facebook is negative. And that's great, because bad publicity is publicity.
But we're hurting their feelings. We're triggering them. That's what I enjoy.
Poor things. June 25th, St. Charles Funny Bone. And we found out yesterday that each show is going to get about 5 minutes to talk to the crowd.
Right.
So we got to think about what we're going to do here.
Okay. Yeah.
St. Charles Funny Bone. Go to News Talk STL and reserve your ticket. Mr. Connor's Neighborhood is next on 101.9 and 94.1. News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
Whoosh. For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
The Vic Porcelli Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
On Newstalk STL.
All right, that event we were talking about, Saving America, like I said, we all found out that we get about 5 minutes to talk to the crowd. Each show gets about 5 minutes. And I want people to look at you when we get there that night, and I'm going to say, this is the guy that makes everything sound so great. He's the guy that changes the vernacular of people in St. Louis. Whoosh.
I appreciate it, Vic.
Whoosh.
All right, let's go.
I'm looking at David Stokes on the screen. Is that who he's talking about?
Yeah.
We only put good-looking people up there. Are we up there?
No, I got to change.
St. Louis, it's Mr. Connor's Neighborhood.
Oh, my God, it is Friday.
Listen, we're keeping an eye on the Supreme Court. Opinions are going to come down this morning.
Right.
Maybe even during our show. Who knows?
They might.
So if that happens, we'll just...
Yeah, you just ignore me. No, I agree fully. We need to know some of these. But unfortunately, when they read them, it's going to be very extensive, and it's going to be... Hopefully, you can get one or two liner on a couple of things.
Right. All right, Ken. I know I screwed it up again. I do that a lot, but you were going to play number six, so why don't you go ahead and do that now?
All right.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child. The girl's father had last seen her getting in a black SUV and reported her missing to police in Indiana. Just before 2 a.m. on Monday, Missouri state troopers were notified that the girl's cell phone was pinged going westbound on U.S. Highway 36. A short time later, a Shelbina police sergeant saw a black SUV with Texas plates heading west. Just before 2:30 a.m., a trooper saw an SUV matching the description and pulled it over in Macon County. The trooper looked in the vehicle and saw a juvenile in the back. She identified herself as the missing teen. With help from the Macon County Sheriff's Office and Macon Police Department, the trooper took these men into custody. Three are from Honduras and two are from Mexico. Authorities believe the suspects were taking the girl to California, where she was to meet with an unknown man she met on the internet.
Why don't you tell it like it is? They were bringing her to California to kill her and sex traffic her and then kill her.
Exactly.
So this story ends up at least with a happy ending that the girl's alive, right? This story, not so much. The girl
I know
in Texas,
that one too.
12-year-old girl. You know what, Larry? Who couldn't have seen this coming? when the borders were opened. Ken, what did you say what you said this morning to me about the immigration? We were talking about it from the beginning and the crime that was going to happen.
Yeah, we anticipated this, Larry. From the first time Vic and I got together here at News Talk STL, we were talking about how Joe Biden has been opening the border, right? And there was no crime really happening back then. And we said it on the air that, well, it's not going to happen right away. It's going to build up. And right now, what we're experiencing every single day now, we're seeing the fruits of the labor of the Biden administration opening the border.
And that is why so many Latino communities are going to vote Trump, because those people end up mostly in their neighborhood, hiding out, mixing in with them, and then bringing more crime actually into their neighborhood, in addition to going outside and committing crimes and putting more onus on them. His Latino votes are rocketing past 40% last time I saw. Depends on which poll. But like I'm like you. I mean, I don't know how Joe Biden can go to sleep at night, seriously.
Yeah.
And thinking about children that have been illegally brought across the border and put into sex dens. They had arrested one of the other ones the other day, and he had a 3-year-old child with him that he brought across the border. When Trump was in office, they wanted to do DNA testing and make sure that whoever's bringing them was related to them. Sometimes they'd say, oh, well, I'm a friend. I'm taking her to her uncle.
Right.
And then have a phone number. Sometimes the kids are too small to even speak for themselves, so they stuff a phone number in their pocket to call. Hey, this says your niece is here. Please send her to me. And we're using government tax dollars to then help the cartel traffic kids into our nation for probably a short life, but either way, a violent life.
I'm going to try to answer one of the questions that you posed right there, saying, how does Joe Biden sleep at night? How does Alejandro Mayorkas sleep at night? You know how they do? They don't even think about it.
Yeah.
He couldn't even, Mayorkas was getting interviewed on CNN, and he couldn't even think of or say Rachel Morin's name.
You know what? I don't wish ill for anyone, but by God, if it's going to happen to a child, let it be Biden's granddaughter, that one of the ones he acknowledges.
I said that verbatim to my wife. I don't want to see it happen.
I don't want it to happen to the child, but I want him to see it up close. I want to hear what he says then. And they will all come to a Jesus meeting at some point.
Will they, though?
Yeah,
it's almost like they'd sacrifice one of their own kids.
At the close of their life and mortality, they will be facing Jesus to answer for these things.
So, okay. The 12-year-old in Indiana, I'm sorry, 14-year-old in Indiana was found. She's alive. She's safe.
Thank God.
But this poor girl, Jocelyn Nungaray, from Texas, raped and murdered. And
she snuck out of her house. She did like a lot of kids. There used to be kids do that all the time. I had a daughter that did the same thing, but we didn't have the internet. We didn't have predators everywhere. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just going to say that, it was a normal thing where guys would just sneak out of the house, and my dad caught me, and I paid the price.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah.
That's why you still don't sit when you do the program.
That's right. Exactly right.
Still hurts.
Still hurts.
I never snuck out of the house because my father just scared the hell out of me, man.
Good.
The hell out of me. I mean, we didn't even venture to ask, could we go out on a weeknight?
My youngest daughter raised that point to me the other day. She said, I never want to break your rules because you scared me. And her older sister was always getting caught doing something. I told her something. You have to understand, every cop in this community knows you're my daughter. And when they see you were somewhere where you shouldn't be, I'm going to hear about it. And she didn't believe it. Sure enough, a couple times it happened. I said, now the reverse is also true. Every cop knows and other people know that I'm your father. So if I get arrested for some crime, I embarrass you and the family. So it's a two-way street. We both have to maintain degrees of integrity.
You don't want to embarrass your parents.
No.
And as parents, you don't want to embarrass your kids.
No.
And I just want to say to my dad, I was deathly afraid of him. He used the belt. But one night... But
why did you climb out the window? Okay. What's the matter with you?
We had those really long, wide basement windows that I could just slip out of.
Uh-huh.
And at about 2 o'clock in the morning, this was the last time I did it, I thought we got away with it. About 3:30 in the morning.
How old were you?
About 14.
Yeah, figures.
I'm walking up the street thinking, man, I got this thing licked. Yeah. I can do this again. And I look about 7 houses up, and I see this little light of a cigarette, and I hear the tinkling of a tea glass. I walked up. My dad's sitting in the front porch, and he goes, hi, how was it? I didn't say anything. And he said, okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Yep.
Round one.
Yeah, you know, I know one time I'm with my children when they were about five and seven down visiting my grandparents, or their grandparents, my father. And the oldest one, I said, go in the room. I'm going to come in there and I'll give you a spanking. And I went in there and gave her a spanking and came back out. And I didn't use a belt. I used my hand on them. My dad did use a belt on me, too. In fact, yeah. If I had a spanking coming, especially during the summer, I went in and put on two pairs of jeans that.
But layer it up.
Yeah, but I came out and I said, I finally understood what you said all these years. What's that? He said, you always said it hurt you worse than it hurt me. Now I understand that.
Yeah.
And he said, so you remember every spanking I gave you? I said, yes, sir, I sure do. He looked at me, stuck his pipe in his mouth, lifted his paper and said, good.
I love that.
My dad always told me he loved me afterwards.
Yeah, right.
You know.
I was just reading in Proverbs today. Really, spare the rod, spoil the child. Literally, it's just like that in Proverbs.
All right, very quickly here. I don't want to get off on this too much, but the Supreme Court upheld the ban on domestic abusers owning guns. We all okay with that one?
If you're going to commit a crime, you're going to lose your right to a gun.
Right, right.
Okay.
And that's if they're convicted. I don't want the woman or man claiming they're being abused and making it up. I could claim you're letting your grass grow too high and you've got a bunch of guns. I think you're a threat to the community.
Red flag.
Thank you.
Yep.
I was going to say that, but Ken decided he wanted to say it.
Thunder Stealer.
He didn't want to hear me. All right. So you said something a little while ago I want to get back to. You said that Trump's going to get the Latino vote. That's their only.
I'm not going to say he's going to get all. I'm saying getting a sizable portion of it.
Well, no, of course.
Yeah.
But the point is that the black vote is moving towards Trump, and the Latinos are their only hope now, the left. That's why all these Latinos coming over the border here, make sure you vote for Joe Biden, right? So, but it worries me that the cheating is going to work. And we're going to lose again. I'm really, really worried about it.
We should be worried, and I've been pointing out repeatedly to the black listeners, we have many of them, I said, you have to understand, you're soon going to be a deeper minority because Latinos are going to be a more important vote for the Democrats than you.
Right, and watch the and left run away from you.
That's exactly right. Wow. Yeah, because they're going to be courting them more than you, which they already are. They just opened a 19-story high-rise in L.A.
Saw that.
It cost $600,000 per unit to build it. It includes a gym, a
pool,
and everything else. And they're going to put homeless people in there. I'm sure they've got a lot of people living in L.A. that would love to have something like that, and they couldn't near afford it. That's $600,000 per unit. That's more than the average median condo price in L.A. to be built. It's around $500, $550.
As a homeless place. The homeless is going to start complaining.
And the critics say.
He likes jumping on my jokes, too, like you do.
Well, it's it. Go ahead. More and more illegals are becoming in migrants and homeless. Hey, I want my house, too.
Right. But the homeless who live there are going to complain about living among the homeless.
Yeah, that's true.
They are.
See, all you guys got to do is be patient.
You win it. You win.
And I got to laugh.
What was amazing to me is this week, I saw a story where they have this, you know, like a Red Roof Inn type of hotel, motel.
You're telling me about
I told you about it. And they were completely surrounding them with tents, the homeless were. The homeless are protesting the hotel because they won't let them live there. So it's a private ownership of a company, and they're saying, no, we want to move there.
Right.
You need to move everybody out and let us in there.
There is a housing, an apartment shortage in New York as well right now, because folks go to New York, I mean, you can't spend $3,000 a night or something like that. They're not getting into those, but the lower end of the pole, that's mid-price that a lot of families would try to rely on for three or four nights if they want to go to New York. They're filled with illegals, and because the government's paying for it, they've got a set amount of money they're going to get.
Yeah.
And it gets back to these NGOs again, these non-government organizations, some of them starting out with maybe a really humanitarian effort, now they're piling millions of dollars into their coffers.
Yeah. Larry Connors USA every night from 6 to 8. Do not miss it. It'll be the most important 2 hours of your day. And don't forget the
commentaries.
Thank you.
And
couldn't get that word.
And tonight I'm going to focus on at one part about how George Soros, and I'm tired of just sitting on the sideline, how George Soros is going to try to silence conservative voices across the nation going to the election.
All right. Commentary 7:30 in the morning, 12:03 in the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon. Larry Connors, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Got it.
Happy weekend. Blessed weekend.
Mr. Connors' Neighborhood.
on the Vic Porcelli Show.
Thanks, Larry.
Still got to pinch myself sometimes and say, God, we work with Larry Connors.
I know.
You know? It's unbelievable. Okay. The one ruling came in, domestic people who are convicted of domestic crimes can't own guns, according to the Supreme Court.
Right.
I think everybody should be okay with that.
If it's a crime, you shouldn't have a gun.
Is that correct?
Yeah. That's the only one.
Okay. Jay Ashcroft, Missouri Secretary of State, of course, running for governor. He has agreed to a debate. Bill Igel has agreed to it. Mike Kehoe's the only one that hasn't yet. We'll see. We got an update on that next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Now more than ever, number one for live and local conservative talk.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
The Vic Porcelli Show.
You've used a phrase. I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Correct!
Made in St. Louis, for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
Definitely would help. We are a small business, so it's not like you're dealing with these big restaurants where it would impact them a lot. But I mean, as for myself, I think it would be a little less paperwork for myself. For my employees, maybe they would enjoy it. They would like it.
Yeah, I think it is a great idea.
Makes you more likely to vote for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a couple of people talking about Donald Trump's proposal to eliminate federal taxes on tips. Let's see what our Secretary of State has to say about that. Good morning, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. How are you? Happy birthday.
Good morning. Happy birthday. I am always in favor of cutting taxes. So I think that's a great thing to do. We have way too many taxes. The government spends way too much money. We need to let people keep their hard-earned money and quit subsidizing people that don't want to work.
And how about the genius of Donald Trump? I don't know where he pulled that out of, but all of a sudden one day he was like, no taxes on tips. Brilliant. Genius.
It is. I mean, but it's just get rid of taxes. That's just make it easy.
I'm all for that.
Cut government and let people keep their own money.
We talked to David Stokes earlier today about this guaranteed basic income for people in the city for 540 families. More money coming from taxpayers. What are they going to do when they've taxed us so much that we don't even have any money left?
They're going to look like California. They're going to look like our federal government that has a debt it can never repay. It's going to have to default on it. That is not the approach we should be taking.
Right. Agreed. All right. Last day to register to vote for the June 25th. I'm sorry, for the August primary is July 10th. Absentee voting starts on June 25th. Sorry, got to get my act together here. Anything else you want to add to that? That's pretty self-explanatory.
Just encourage people, if they're not registered, to register. If they want to check their registration, they can do that online. They can call the Secretary of State's office. And before they vote, go ahead and get a sample ballot. Your local election authorities probably already have those. They may already be up on their website. Request that sample ballot so you know what's going to be on the ballot, who's going to be on the ballot, what the issues are you get to answer for, and then make your decisions.
So the election's coming up, Mr. Secretary, and I'm just, last night I got this wave of worriedness about the cheat that the Democrats will do that we miss, that we don't find. You know, there was a poll yesterday that had Biden ahead of Trump by a couple of points head to head. And I'm like, how can that happen? Even if you're a crazy left wing loon, like Tim Jones likes to say, you're still paying more for gas and eggs and stuff, you know?
I thought you were starting to call Tim Jones a crazy left wing loon. I was like, wait a minute.
No. He's over here in my camp. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. They're just cheaters, Mr. Secretary.
I do know what you're saying, and any right-thinking person would be worried because that's how important this election is. We've seen the destruction that has been wrought upon our country by almost 4 years of President Joe Biden. We cannot allow that to continue. We've got to get out there and vote for Donald J. Trump. We know we can trust the elections in Missouri, but we're worried about other states.
Right.
And what that means is good Missourians need to get involved. They need to be helping call people in Arizona or Georgia or Nevada or Pennsylvania. We need to make sure that we do such a good job that they can't cheat enough to change the decision. We've got to make sure that President Trump wins re-election in November.
I've never seen a group of people more unprepared than the Biden administration, right? They want everybody to get electric vehicles. Then we had a cold snap this winter and all the batteries died while people were driving them. Now, because it's too hot, there's two batteries. There's two batteries in electric cars, one that runs the engine and one that runs everything else inside, including the door locks. And people were trapped in their cars.
It doesn't make sense. And this is why the federal government shouldn't be telling people what to do, shouldn't be trying to force woke agendas on people. People know how to make their own decision, at least the people in Missouri. I'm not so sure about how they vote in California. Maybe they don't know how to make their own decisions. But the answer is not government. The answer is definitely not more government. The answer is getting government out of the problem. The government is the problem.
That's Ronald Reagan right there. Government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. By the way, Mr. Secretary, do you see a new movie called Reagan is coming out with, oh my God.
Dennis Quaid?
Yes, Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan. I can't wait to see that.
You know, I'm interested in it. I would love to see a well-done, honest portrayal of Ronald Reagan as president. I just don't trust Hollywood to do that.
I trust
him. Maybe I'll wait till you see it.
He's a good thanks. I'll give you my review. But he's a good conservative. He really is. Now, this has nothing to do with politics, but kind of want to tell you too. I'm really excited about a movie that opens today called The Bike Riders. Have you seen any trailers for that?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy, Michael Shannon. They call it Goodfellas with motorcycles. Yes. Oh, my God.
I know. I can't wait. Yeah. I saw that preview.
You mean, and they're not making the cast all women and making them transgender and want to talk about their sex lives all the time?
I don't think
so. What an amazing thing. Yeah. They might actually make a movie that people want to go see with a plot and everything.
Looks good. Looks good to me.
So, okay. So Secretary Ashcroft, you saw that thing about Disney, how they're behind the scenes, they're saying that, yes, we are going to be using diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in fact, we're not going to be hiring white people. That's kind of the gist of what they're doing now.
Yeah. Is anybody surprised by that? Has anybody seen what they've done to the Star Wars movies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Movies that were about good and evil in a galaxy far, far away that suddenly seem to be about insane woke theology here in the United States. And frankly, it's illegal to say you're only going to hire white people.
Right.
Right.
But I guess, where's the Department of Justice in all this? Are they still mad at Donald Trump for saying that he paid for an attorney when he paid for an attorney?
I can't remember if it was earlier this week or if it was last week, but I had Ken look up the word diversity in the dictionary, and diversity is not what's happening. I mean, you know, why isn't there some sort of lawsuit against the NBA for their lack of diversity?
Yeah, short people like me, we need to have a place in the NBA.
I don't know if you guys are going to make it. I love you guys, but I don't think you're going to make it. Okay, Title IX, changes in Title IX, ruling that the Biden administration's attempt to redefine sex to include gender identity was arbitrary, and it was not good, right? Is that the ruling?
It was a good ruling to say what President Biden and his administration did was wrong. But look, once again, what's the root problem? The root problem is that government is involved. This would never have happened if we would have kept government out of education, kept government out of higher education. Ronald Reagan, as you said, was right. Government is the problem.
State of Louisiana now has the Ten Commandments in every classroom in public schools and colleges. I love that. Left hates that. Is that something we can do here?
It is something we can do here. It's something we should do here. And the fact that there are leftists that hate the idea that we're teaching children not to steal, we're teaching them not to lie, we're teaching them not to covet other people's stuff. How in the world is that wrong? That is the foundation of our country. Oh, wait, Democrats love to steal. They want to tax everything you have and give it to somebody else. That's essentially legal theft by the government.
And they love to covet those libs. They love to covet all the time. All right. Let's talk about the debate. You and Bill Igel have agreed. Mike Kehoe has not yet. What's going on?
Well, I mean, look, let's think about it. Mike Kehoe pushed across the largest tax increase in the history of the state.
He loves taxes.
Threatening to get the governor to veto bills, threatening to kill bills as he presided over the Senate. He voted to sell our land to China several times. He thinks that we need to make it easier to get an abortion in our state. He's doubled our budget while he was has been in office. If you were him, you wouldn't want a debate.
Mm-hmm. So what if he doesn't agree to do it? Does that jeopardize the entire debate, or can you and I go at it?
I don't think it jeopardizes it at all. Okay. I'm happy to take questions. I'm happy to talk to people. I prefer to talk about my record and just tell the truth, because the people of this state need a leader that has called them to be greater and better and do better than they know they can. You don't do that by attacking your opponent and tearing down other people. You do that by casting a vision. Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. That's why Missouri is not doing as well as it should.
Are you two going to wrestle?
No, I wouldn't do that to poor Bill.
Oh, on TV. Cut that out. We got to play that for Bill. Do you have a campaign website, Mr. Secretary?
Yeah, AshcroftForMissouri.com or Ashcroft for Missouri on Facebook, and on X, it's J. Ashcroft Mo.
Fantastic. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's Friday.
I'll tell you what. It's really fun to have a relationship with somebody up the chain that high.
Yeah.
And that can be fun and have some fun. But I'd love to see him wrestle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd love to see him be governor and come on once a week.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, he can't ghost us when he becomes a big shot governor.
Right.
Right? All right. Chat box? It's like I say things and music happens. Facebook, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. This freedom fighter, Vic Heads. That's all it says is this.
I'm missing something.
Oh, it's Friday. Okay. Whoa, why is it scrolling on me like that? Happy Friday, ladies, gents, and gentle cats, and all you freedom-loving freaks. Hope you all have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay cool. Going to the Cardinal game on Sunday to watch the Cardinals play the Giants. Compliments of my employer. Go team. All right. GMFFVH. Good morning, freedom fighting Vic Heads, I guess.
There you go.
Fantastic. Vote for Trump. Simply the best. Nice lineup of guests. Way to book them.
That was Scooter.
Scooter. Good compliment. Scooter says, Thunder Stealer. Most electric cars have an manual release for the doors. Yeah, I know, but that's not the point.
Yeah, but the problem with that is when the fire department tries to get in to open from the outside, it won't work.
Right. But it makes it sound like you're stuck inside and can't open it, and there is just a little button you can push up.
Well, a lot of people don't know that, though.
But, you know, a lot of people also don't know when that little battery for the inside dies, it also won't run the front, the big battery to run the car.
Yeah.
Nobody thought of this?
Yeah.
Gabe did. Gabe didn't think about this and call Elon Musk.
He didn't want to get involved.
Right. Good morning, freedom fighters. I saw an advanced screening of Reagan, and it was awesome. This is from Leanne Grayson. Okay. Very patriotic and very well done. Everyone should go see it.
Thanks for the preview, Leanne.
Appreciate that very much. Appreciate you being there, too. The Rumble Box starts with Ed. I'm sorry, starts with Stoic. Ed Stoic. I wonder how he likes his martinis, Ed Stoic.
Probably shaken up a little bit.
Like James Bond. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. No fair elections!
No peace!
No fair elections!
No peace!
One of these days, bring the bullhorn in, will you?
I will, one of them.
40 grand battery says, I win, and Ed Stoic says, nope.
Great.
Good morning, all you mega freedom fighter dickheads. Suddenly, that quickly, Ed Stoic is now on my poop list.
Why?
He goes, Vic ran when I had to go run to get my...
Ed. Yeah, he ran. He did.
I don't know what he ran. I don't know what you're laughing at over there. Morning, everyone, from Vicky. And Vicky, by the way, thank you for the very nice... she sent a Facebook message on Messenger to the station, not to you or me personally.
Oh.
And it was really nice that she loves the Vic at Night thing.
Oh, good.
She loves she loves the lack of Never Trumper from 8 to 10. I yell the F word every morning when I roll out of bed. I'm with you there, 40 grand, you bet.
Makes you wake up.
I also yell the F word at the mailman every day when he comes by in that stupid electric mail truck. My God. I used to use the F word when I was doing mornings, and I'd go to Dunkin' Donuts and get coffee. I would want to kill the Dunkin' Donuts guy with a golf club only because I was tired. He didn't do anything wrong. I was just tired. I've been listening for about 6 months now. I consider myself a proud Vic Head. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Tricycling Bear. That sounds like an Ed Sullivan act. Not tonight on our show. Tricycling Bears. Thanks, everybody. Sorry we can't get to everybody. I suck. I don't know what to tell you.
Might be able to do it later.
Supreme Court opinion day today. Susie Moore is up next. Perfect.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.